This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Monsanto is giving back to rural communities through their Grow Rural Education program, and they're leaving it up to farmers to nominate school districts of their choice for a chance to be awarded a grant, and a very large grant at that. Heather Wolf with Monsanto manages the program, and she's going to tell us all about it.
So the America's Farmers Grow Rural Education program is sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, and it partners with farmers to help positively impact their communities by supporting rural public school districts through approximately $2.3 million in grants annually. And it works by having farmers nominate their local public school district for grants of either $10,000 or $25,000 to enhance math and science education. And really, we tried to make it easy for farmers. Eligible farmers can nominate their school district anytime now through April 1st, if they haven't done so already. And they can do that by visiting www.growruraleducation.com or by calling 1-877-267-3332. And all they need to do is fill out a short nomination form, which really consists of just providing some information about them and then telling us which district they'd like to nominate. Once they do that, we will reach out to the school district and encourage them to put an application together. And the school districts need to do that by April 15th.
Well, this sounds pretty simple, the way you explained it, either online or over the phone. So basically, if there's a farmer listening and he or she has a school district in mind that they think could use some help with funding, they are eligible to submit their name?
Definitely, if they're in one of our eligible counties, which I think most of the folks in your listening area are eligible. So we would definitely encourage them to go online and check it out. They can see all the eligibility requirements as well at that www.growruraleducation.com.
So this is pretty exciting because often when we hear about grants, they kind of seem unachievable or, well, somebody else is going to get this and not me. But we actually have a couple schools close to home in the listening area that have been recipients of these grants.
You do. And actually, last year, the program gave away 175 grants across the U.S., two of which were pretty local to your listeners as well. We had Brownstown School District. They won a $10,000 grant to help integrate math curriculum, and they did that by purchasing some supplies and equipment like Chromebooks and microscopes and graphing calculators and lab materials to help students in the 4th through 12th grades achieve more in the math and science curriculum. And then we had a big $25,000 winner at Southwestern Community School District, and they used their money to increase student access to technology and encourage genuine science through quantitative data collection. So they purchased some Vernier data collection devices and sensors that are going to let those students collect and analyze meaningful data for their high school students, 9 through 12. So real dollars going back into those school districts to help students achieve more and become more interested in the science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum.
Does Monsanto ever have a chance to follow up with these schools that did receive the grants and, you know, hear their side of the story of how this has impacted the students? Because that's a large chunk of money, and the things that you just mentioned that they were able to purchase, that's awesome. I mean, this is a really big help to those communities.
Yeah, we think so, and we hear from the school districts. Every school district that wins does report back to us how the grant went after they've had a chance to implement it and order all their supplies and get it integrated into the curriculum. And we've just had great responses from the school districts over the years, letting us know that those monies really helped them put together a lot of times very hands-on learning curriculum in math and science. Updating the technology across the board for the math and science classes is always helpful for them. I think a lot of times we hear from them that student achievement and student interest and engagement is really a lot higher, just because they're able to do things that are maybe a little different than what the standard curriculum has allowed in the past.
Well, it definitely is a great program, and it's awesome that you've been able to help several schools, and two of them being from our listening area. So you mentioned that there are some requirements for the counties to be eligible, and those are, you can find those online then?
You can at that www.growruraleducation.com, and if you click on official rules, it'll tell you all the counties that are eligible if you scroll down toward the bottom.
Okay, well, sounds great, Heather. And again, I think it's the same website, but just remind the farmers that may be interested in nominating a district how they can do that and the deadline to do it by.
simply go to www.growruraleducation.com and click on the Farmers Nominate Now button, or they can call 1-877-267-3332, and we just need farmers to do that by April 1st.
Once again, that was Heather Wolf with Monsanto, and we'll be back right after these messages. The USDA will release its prospective plantings report on March 31st, and in the days leading up to it, several organizations are making predictions as to what the report will show. An AgWeb.com article says MetLife Agricultural Finance is the latest to do so. MetLife is predicting that farmers will increase their soybean acres by 3.3% over last year. If that comes true, it would raise U.S. soybean acres to 87 million. That number is a bit lower than Allendale's projection of 88.8 million acres and USDA's Ag Outlook Forum prediction of 88 million acres. A MetLife report says cyclically low ag commodity prices have led to declining financial conditions in the sector, and planting soybeans requires less working capital than corn and cotton. As an example, the report cites 2015, when the average per acre operating cost for soybeans was $171 per acre, compared to $334 for corn and $497 for cotton. Other highlights from the MetLife report include an expectation that farmland values won't start a recovery until 2019. The report also advises a cautious approach to 2017 because political uncertainty can cause market volatility. In other news, meat groups want disease protection in the next farm bill. Beef, turkey, sheep, and pork industry representatives all testified in favor of a stronger program to protect animals from disease, especially foot and mouth disease. The Hagstrom Report says the groups gave testimony on Tuesday at a hearing before the House Ag Livestock and Foreign Ag Subcommittee. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council both testified in favor of spending $150 million on a foot-and-mouth disease vaccine bank. Current foot-and-mouth disease funding is at $1.9 million. National Turkey Federation President and Minnesota turkey farmer Carl Wittenberg said the proposal should build on the 2014 Farm Bill's authorization of the National Animal Health Laboratory. The new proposal should establish the National FMD Vaccine Bank, help develop a block grant system that allows states and key groups to target areas of concern, and take full advantage of the science generated by the National Institute of Food and Ag Program. All the groups giving testimony want the new program to be included in talks as Congress develops the 2018 Farm Bill. And before we wrap up this afternoon, a few community events to remind you about. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is hosting their spring fish sale now until March 30th. Orders are due by March 30th, and pickup will be April 5th at the office in Hillsboro. Order forms are available online at montswcd.com or by calling the office at 532-3610. Bodner Equipment Company is hosting their Red Power event tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. The X series of McCormick tractors will be on display, and that is a ride and drive event. And finally, the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association will hold its monthly meeting next Thursday, March 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chalcom House in Hillsboro. Speakers will be Fred and Carolyn Goberdeen from Rochester, and they'll be talking about preparing honey, beeswax, and beeswax items for the Illinois State Fair Beekeeping Exhibition. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.